Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday morning. Do you know where your defensive coordinator is? Still waiting on the news. Still waiting to see who Matt LaFleur selects to head his defense in Green Bay for the upcoming years, hopefully. Good to see everybody in the comment section. People already chopping it up. Rusty, I get what you're saying here, man. I know Kirksey played well at the later half of the year, and Barnes and Martin have arrows pointing up, but I would like to see an inside linebacker taken before the fifth round. I mean, you'd like a talented guy in the middle. I totally understand that. I agree with your assessment. I think Kirksey played better when his assignments were changed, and I do think Barnes has got an arrow pointing up. But as you say, if there's somebody available, now that all depends on, you know, the draft falling a certain way, but I wouldn't put it past the realm of possibility. Mark, good morning. How are you? Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us last night. And everybody who joined us during the Cheesehead TV Patreon happy hour last night, that was a ball. You guys are tons of fun. It's great how the Patreon members just seem to get it. Finally made it to a live one. Thanks for doing these. I don't know if that's a shout out to Steve, but thanks for joining us and for making Packers Daily part of your Packers routine. Morning, Nags. First season following you for these daily chats. How far into the postseason do you they go? Makes 3 p.m. in lockdown something to look forward to. Andy, I'll be doing these all throughout the offseason. I'll probably take a little bit of a break after the draft, after OTAs, what have you. There's always like a dead period in the NFL calendar where I'll take a little bit of a break. But, you know, we'll be having lots of other fun programming here on the channel, including the return, the venerable return of Cheesehead TV Trivia. We'll be making an off-season appearance at some point. Not anytime soon, but it will be happening. Leonard or bust? I don't think so, Chad. He's a candidate. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, if he gets selected or doesn't get selected, I don't think it's a bust. Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! What's up, Big B? How are you, man? Any word on Jerry Gray? He interviewed. That's the only word. Draco, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the next defensive coordinator? Got to find out who it is first. Look, there's a long list of guys that Matt is talking to, interviewing, etc. Each with their own kind of version of what they want to run. They're going to be pitching Matt. This is how I see scheme working, marrying it to our guys that you have on, you know, on hand here player-wise. But really, it's about a personality fit for the most part. And that's impossible to tell, you know, unless you're in that room when they're talking. So I know lots of people are going to go all around the yard about what schemes guys run and, you know, their history and where they've been and what position coaches they were and who flourished under their tutelage and who did not. And most of that means very little. It's much more about, because at this level, every guy knows football. It's all about a personality fit and how they see defensive football and how it can complement Matt's offense and situational stuff. And that's the stuff they're going to be talking about. And you can't find that in anywhere really in a guy's past when it comes to how is he as a teacher? How is he in the classroom when he's taking the classroom work onto the football field, when they're going through walkthroughs, how do you handle it? That's all the stuff that they're going to be talking about that we are not privy to. So yeah, until we know who it is, then we can maybe take a deep dive into what he does and what his past kind of what he may have gleaned from stops along the way as far as what other coaches he's worked with and under, etc. But until then, it's just guesswork, man. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Never get to catch you live, so apologize if you've touched on this. Is there a reason Tavon Austin was never used on kickoff return? Fumbling issues? Yeah, I don't. They just didn't feel like he fit there. I have to ask Sean Menenga, who is now fired. But I think they wanted someone a little bit sturdier on kickoffs. You know, shifty for punt returns, sturdy for kickoffs. And I know Taylor was less than scintillating back there, but then you got Jamal Williams. To me, that made sense. But, you know, that's a rough one when you're taking back that kick, especially if you're coming out of the end zone. And I think they just wanted a bigger guy, essentially. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Predict cornerback opposite 23, rookie, free agent, or on the roster. I doubt it's a rookie, although there's that possibility. I would suspect he's on the roster. Maybe Holman or even Jackson, but we'll see. But that would be my prediction. Good morning to Steve, Harry Styles, and the Joe Bros. Good morning. Nags, Johnny U still the GOAT? No. And for a long time, I said Johnny Unitas is the GOAT. And my thinking has changed in that regard. It is Bart Starr. Bart Starr is the GOAT. Jamal gets retained, right? I hope so. Is that good enough, Big B? Sorry, buddy. Brandy, easy. Move Jerry Gray to DC and Tremont Williams to cornerback coach. Done. Hey, Brandy's always on top of it. So then you can start yelling at Jerry Gray. It'll be fun. Good morning, Kevin. How are you? Did you listen to the clip of the speech Andy tweeted out a couple days ago from Leonard? Love his tenor and tone. I did hear it, Andrew. And yeah, it was great. Leader of men type, right? I'm all in. I mean, I know people think I'm dismissive of Jim and his prospects. I am certainly not. I think he's definitely got a shot. He interviewed, you know. I'll keep saying it. It's a big jump, man. That is a big jump. But if there's a guy who can do it, I don't see why not. You know, he's been successful, and he had a really good career in the NFL, so at least he knows the league. We'll see, man. Morning, Nags. Rogers call yet? Not yet, but we just started. You know, I just gave him the call me tweet last night. So now I have to gif it up every single day until he responds. The poor guy. He just wants to go away and have his off season. What name is better to yell at the TV? That's a good question, Joey. I think there are a bunch. Need toughness. Yes, Danny. 1,000% agree. I talked about it earlier this week. They need a little bit of nasty on defense. I'm sick of this paper thin bullshit. Banky for DC. Oh man, nobody wants that. Old timer, what's up, Dave? How are you, man? Good to see you. Send Rogers the StreamYard link. That's a really good idea, actually. I should. I'll do it every morning. Just DM him the link until he comes on. That's great. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Much easier to avoid it if you just go to bed due to the time difference to the UK, but this will be the fourth time in 7 years I haven't watched the Super Bowl. Can't do it. Really? You don't watch it, man? It's the last football game that means anything until next year. I have to watch it. I'm like a drug addict. I know. I've seen so many Packers fans. I'm not even going to watch it. You crazy? I gotta watch it. So it's like, give me that last hit, man. I have to have it. Packers people doesn't allow for nasty. Andrew, that is a very simplified version of what I think is a bit of a truth. I mean, I do think their emphasis on character does tend to maybe possibly preclude them from adding a little nasty on defense sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I have thought about it. Wayne Simmons, Danny. Yes, they need some Wayne Simmons in their life. No doubt about it. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. J.K. Scott for passing coordinator. That play with Mason made me see the true potential of the weapon. Man, J.K.'s got to concentrate on punting because I think he's going to be in for a challenge during camp. Robbie, best movie you've seen lately? I watched The Little Things, that new murder mystery, I guess you'd call it, on HBO. It was decidedly meh. There were some really good scenes, though. You know, you can't ever go wrong with Denzel, but I wouldn't call that a great movie. I don't know. I haven't seen a ton of great stuff lately. I will say I was happy to see Soul get recognized in the Golden Globe nominations. That movie made me cry because I'm an old softie. If you haven't seen Soul yet, it's available on Disney Plus. Shout out. Free advertising for you, Disney Plus, because you need it. Soul is phenomenal. I highly recommend it. Super Edge 99, thanks for the super chat. Shifty running back in the draft. Who? There are a few. Doesn't seem like that's ever the type that the Packers go for, though, does it? I don't know. I've been saying for a decade plus they need some kind of third down back. Rewatch Mud. Oh, I love Mud. Mud's a great movie. My friend Mike's in Mud. That's a great film. What round do we draft a punter this year? Yikes. Don't say that out loud to Corey. got some inside info, but if Gus Bradley didn't take the DC job in Oakland, he'd be in Green Bay. Guess we'll never know. Have I seen the movie Interstellar? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? I think I saw that 10 times in the theater. I fucking love that movie. Love Christopher Nolan in general, but I absolutely love that movie. Thanks for the chat, Snags. I hope Big Dog comes back. Do you think he will? Dan, I that's a real coin toss for me. I hope he does as well. I'll totally understand if A, they don't bring him back, and B, if he decides to retire. We'll see. I think there's, you know, a bit to play out yet, but with the news that the cap could come in a little bit higher than expected, hopefully they find the room to bring him back on another one-year deal. I would absolutely love to have him back. Watch UHF. Wow. I haven't seen that movie in decades. Amazing. Give me another guy I've never heard of for DC. Matt, I'm with you there. I'd heard of Pettine. I loved the Pettine hire when that happened. He was and I hadn't expected it too, because he had been out of coaching for a year. I know he was a consultant with the Seahawks, but that kind of surprised me. So we'll see who Matt picks here. Packers Madden offseason rebuild. Why not, right? I mean, can't do any worse than what Brian puts together. No, I'm kidding. Mud is a great movie for sure. It is, man. Are we expecting any comp picks this year in the draft? Yes, Nick. I believe the initial kind of reporting around the comp picks has the Packers getting three picks. As far as the rounds, I'm not quite sure, but they should net around at least three extra selections. Any chance Packers could acquire Kyle Rudolph? He is rumored to want out of Minnesota and play for a contender. Hard to see them trading within the division, but you never know. But I don't really think they need it. You know, they got a lot of talent at tight end. They need Jace to develop more so than giving away draft picks for an old vet. Is there a chance Hunter Bradley gets replaced next year? Yes. Are all the DC interviews done? Mary Beth, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think so, but there's been no timeline that I've seen outside of Domofsky's reporting as far as the guys who have interviewed or are going to interview, but I haven't seen all the interviews are wrapped up report yet. So it's a possibility they're still ongoing today. Hopefully Matt makes a selection before the weekend so we can get it out and done with. Jace will turn it on. I hope so, man. I really like him. I understand LaFleur is the head coach, but why did he choose not to throw Pettine on? I mean, he kind of subtly did at times. There were a few times he questioned the defensive play calling. But, you know, you are the head coach. The buck does stop with you. I don't know. It's just his leadership style. I think it's served him well so far. Who is the GOAT of punters? It's Ray Guy, right? I think we all agree on that. That's a pretty easy one. None of the DCs excite me. Well, good thing that isn't the gig. Being excited, hearing names, none of that, and I mean none of it, means anything. So, rest at ease. Extra cheese when a D coordinator is chosen? Andrew, most likely. Unless, again, of course, the news breaks Friday night again, like they did with letting Pettine go. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Friday night is pizza night. That is the night. I have pizza every single Friday night with my girls. And nothing, I mean nothing, gets in the way of pizza night. Paul, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Kind of continuing from happy hour, but even with Aaron Rodgers having the one ring, would anyone actually want to trade his career with Eli just because he has two? Nah. Very much agreed. I mean, maybe somebody out there would say, hey, I'd rather have the Super Bowl championships and the ring, two rings, etc., and be fair to Midland for the rest of my career. Man, I'd much rather have Rodgers in his career, but that's just me. What would be one position you want Green Bay to pay top dollar on in free agency? Whew, Blake, that's a tough one. I really wouldn't want them to pay, quote, top dollar on any position in free agency. That's when you get the Joe Johnsons of the world, you know? I do think this is a year where they will be a bit more active in free agency than they were last season, although that's not too difficult. I think there's going to be a lot of guys on the street due to the cap crunch who maybe possibly come to Green Bay on a one-year deal to, quote, chase a ring, so to speak, with Aaron Rodgers. But I don't see them blowing out the bank like they did 2 years ago with the Smiths and Billy Turner and Amos, etc. I don't think it's going to be that kind of year. Don't even give Dylan what? Don't even give Dylan. Oh, where'd he go? Don't even give Dylan one crack at it. The goal to go from the eight, seriously. Okay, okay, Packers fans, can't have it both ways. I heard people, and that, Matt, this obviously isn't you, but I heard, oh, you got to give Aaron Rodgers that fourth down chance. Well, they gave him three chances. They were trying to make Aaron make it happen. It's hard for me to sit here later on and say, yeah, they should have given it to Dylan. I'm with you. Don't forget, there's an RPO earlier in the game where he probably should have given it to Dylan, but he pulls it down and tries to fire it to Lazard, and they're not on the same page at all. Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm with you. But you can't put that all on LaFleur. Some of that is on Rodgers. And again, I just love this bite, the soundbite from Matt at his last press conference where he's talking about, you know, defending kicking the field goal, and he says, you know, it's fourth and eight, we're kicking it again. If it's fourth and five or less, maybe it's another conversation. Subtle kind of point to, hey, Aaron, on that third down, just run, buddy. Get us close. Third and, you know, a fourth and three to five is a whole different conversation than fourth and eight from the spot where you failed three times in a row. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. Ooh, that's a good question. Who is the player that is most important to make a jump with their play next year? Most important? I mean, probably either Holman or Jackson, if they're going to be the starter opposite Jair. I mean, both of those guys are coming along. I think Jackson held up fine when King went out. Still not a, you know, great player, but can't have greatness everywhere. But I think it would be important for one of those guys, probably Holman, to continue to develop and make a significant jump if he's going to get lots of playing time. Jordan Love starts sometime next year. Are you trying to put that out into the universe? No. No. Not unless there's an injury, and we don't want that. Do you think Aaron Rodgers had room to run it in? I don't know if he gets in. I know there's a lot of contention on the internet about, oh, God, people with still images and saying Sue would have caught him and blah, 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 and White would have cut the angle. That's all fine. He absolutely gets to probably the corner, probably the one. Maybe scores. Maybe. But then it's fourth and one instead of fourth and eight. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Is the novice status of Matt LaFleur underestimated with fans? A bit, I think, you know, young coach, hasn't been in a lot of these situations. But I'll tell you what, now that he's going to have his pick of, you know, whatever defensive coordinator he ends up with, knocking on the door of the Super Bowl twice, honeymoon is over. On-the-job training is done. It's it. Yes, he's young. Yes, he's learning. But those excuses, if that's what you want to call them, end now. Jacob, thanks for the super chat. Nags, do you think the reason there hasn't been a lot of news on the defensive coordinator yet is because no one wowed Matt LaFleur in the interview process? No. No, I don't think that's it. I think there's a possibility those interviews are still ongoing. And even if someone did wow them, I highly doubt they would just call off the rest of the interviews. You know, the only one who can answer that is Matt. You just need patience. I don't think there's anything to the fact that there's no news on it yet. He's just keeping his own counsel. Moises, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Green Bay could have won any games with Tim Boyle as QB in the playoffs? Thanks for all you do, Nags. Go Pack, go. Yeah, they'd have a shot, much less of one than with Aaron Rodgers. But I'll tell you what, Tim played like we saw him play this summer. Yeah, they'd have a shot, no doubt about it. Jason, thanks for the super sticker. Aaron, pick it up. What is there, a phone? Phone call? Hello? Hello? All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.